This baby was taken from her mother just hours after being born. Kira's baby was put into foster care as a result of parenting competence tests, known as FKU, in which it was deemed that Kira's Greenlandic culture may have presented linguistic and cognitive difficulties for her child growing up in Denmark. These tests have been routinely used to assess parents with Greenlandic backgrounds, even though campaigners have long argued that the tests are racist because they fail to account for potential language barriers or cultural differences. The tests put Greenlandic parents at risk of being wrongly assessed in child placement cases and obtaining low test scores. Missed judged test results have far-reaching consequences and can lead to the forced removal of a child. It's part of the reason that children with Greenlandic parents living in Denmark are 5 times more likely to be placed in care than children with Danish parents. But in May 2025, campaigners won a significant victory when a new law came into force banning the use of FKU on Greenlandic people. But despite the ban, parenting competency tests are still being used by municipalities as evidence against Greenlandic parents. In August 2025, Aviaja Luna was taken away from her mother, Ivana Nikolina Brunland, 1 hour after she was born and taken into foster care. Brunland had been subjected to an FKU test. The local municipality had told her she was not Greenlandic enough for the new law banning the test to apply, despite her being born in Greenland to Greenlandic parents. But for Greenlanders, Danish control and scrutiny over their childbearing and reproductive rights is nothing new. Denmark, which ruled Greenland until 1953 and now controls its foreign and security policy as part of the Danish kingdom, has a history of population control in Greenland. One of the worst examples took place between 1966 and 1970, in which 4,500 women and girls, some as young as 12, were fitted with an intrauterine contraceptive device without their knowledge or consent in an attempt to reduce the birth rate in Greenland. If you're interested in stories like this, check out this film we made about how Indigenous children are vastly overrepresented in the US foster system.